Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting and facility needs assessment. A preliminary report coming out from an engineer trying to start to determine some options for the city in regards to expanding and renovating current space. What were some of the key highlights from that presentation and some of the key takeaways as this process really begins, so to speak, and won't be finalized for a little bit?
Well, Andrew, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said, last night we did discuss a long-term facilities plan for the city of Pella. And to get the listeners up to speed, really where this started was in 2018, the city council authorized a long-term facilities plan. And really what the goal of the plan is to develop a facilities plan that meets the community's needs over the next 20 years or through the year 2040. And ultimately, we hired the firm SEH to perform the analysis for us. And really, the first step of the analysis was meeting with all of the city departments and staff and determining what the current service levels are, what's in the horizon over the next 10 to 20 years, potential services that could be offered. In addition, the consultants spent a considerable amount of time meeting with various focus groups around the community. And as you said last night, really wasn't the intention was just the preliminary results of the focus group meetings and the assessments, what the consultant had. And there was a considerable amount of discussion on the city facilities and what we have, in particular the community center. With the community center, one of the things that the city council prior to the assessment, really one of the things that really started the whole assessment was determining a plan of action for the community center. The building is in need of a significant amount of renovations, and the dilemma that the city faces is, do you renovate the building or do you potentially consider building a new community center? And some of the things that was discussed last night as it applies to the community center, the preliminary findings, when the consultant met with the various focus groups and the people that utilize the community center, what came out of those meetings is that there appears to be a need for roughly 45,000 square feet of space for a community center. Now, when you look at our community center and what's capable of being provided, the number was thrown out as about 20,000. So the current facility does not appear to be big enough to serve the community's needs on it. And really from there, the consultant talked about potential options the city could have to meet the community's needs over the next 20 years, including potential options for a new community center, as well as multi or reuse of the current facility for other uses within the community as well. So that certainly took up a considerable amount of time. Other things that were discussed as far as the facilities plan, where as a part of this analysis, the city has to account for the possibility of starting a new telecommunications utility. The city council will be updated on the status of the telecommunications utility, most likely in February of this year, Andrew, and a decision could be made as early as the spring on the new telecommunications utility. As a part of the facilities plan, one of the things that we had to address is where the services would actually be offered for the new telecommunications utility. And what was discussed last night on a preliminary basis with the city council, if the council proceeds with the new utility, the customer service aspect of the new utility will be serviced right out of City Hall. However, as far as our field crew and the field equipment that would need to take place to actually start a new telecommunications utility, that new facility would be in very close proximity, most likely to our electric distribution center, our building, current building as well. So as you stated, there was a considerable amount of discussion on the facilities plan. I want to stress to the listeners, it was an initial meeting, and it was really intended to provide council what were the findings, what were the results of the focus group, and what is the community's as far as really trying to corral what the needs were of the community. From this point forward, the consultant will go back. They're going to put an opinion of probable cost, two options for the city council. And ultimately, once we have the cost information, the council will revisit the plan, and that's when decisions will be made as far as the long-term needs and what new facilities potential, if any, will be built to serve the community over the next 20 years.
The other presentation given, Mike, had to relate to another future facility. Ongoing delays right now with the regional airport project and the SCRAA have kind of led to the city to look at what needs to be done to keep the airport currently here in Pella functioning for maybe up to another 10 years. What were some of the key findings from that presentation and what the city will have to consider moving forward, especially with the upcoming budget process?
Absolutely, Andrew. And last night, Mr. Jerry Searle of HDR I did put together a transition plan for the current Pelham Municipal Airport. And as you stated, the plan is intended really to meet the need to address needed improvements that need to take place over the Pelham Municipal Airport while we are in the process of constructing the regional airport. The improvements noted in the plan, just to get the listeners up to speed, were really geared around safety. And there was two major items that were talked about last night. The first one was what's the condition of the runway and what would be likely improvements needed over the next 10 years to continue use at the runway. There was a variety of plans looked at. Five different options were considered, and according to the consultant, after multiple analysis on the Pella runway, what is being recommended to the City Council is a plan that would involve an investment of approximately $1.3 million to maintain the runway over the next 10 years. The second improvement was the potential of a new wildlife fence at the current airport. And really what this really deals with is when you look at the current Pella Airport, you look at the development around the Pella Municipal Airport, there have been issues over the last few years with wildlife entering the runway, which is never a good item to have when you're operating an airport. And so the goal with the wildlife fence would be to keep wildlife and deer away from the runway, deter that. On that, it's a safety item when you look at it. So when you look at the potential cost of a wildlife fence, about $411,000, and that is being recommended as far as the transition plan. So overall, when we look at the improvements as far as keeping the Pella Airport functional and a safe and running safe operations, overall what was recommended by the consultant totaled over just $2.2 million. And you said, as you said, the city needed to get this plan together really to address up to where upwards to the next decade of service at the Pella Airport. And this was due to delays that we're experiencing with the regional airport.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.